The Accra Metropolitan Assembly AMA says it is confident that there will not be a cholera outbreak this season with the onset of the rains. According to the Director of Public Health at the AMA, Dr. Simpson Boateng, adequate cholera prevention education has been propagated and believes the public will respond to these messages positively. Dr. Boateng, however, said attaining zero tolerance to cholera will be a challenge, especially when some communities are still battling with filth. He added that efforts are being made to keep communities clean.
Also encouraging people to sign on to the PPP, that is polluter pays principle, that the new waste management principle that we have adopted. That is a contractor assigned to a sub metro and the contractor registering the house owners and the supplier the bins and the collecting the waste, you know, so that at the end of the month the house owners also pay something to the contractor. So these are the things that we are doing, and we believe that to go a long way in curbing the spread of the disease.
Yeah, Dr. Boateng, these are laudable plans and ideas, but then are you not scared that this uncollected debris, uncollected rubbish and all that in town can also cause cholera during this rainy season?
If the picture is as you are saying, then I'm afraid that that's what will happen. But I'm not aware of any heaps of refuse in any part of the city now.
Doc, there are.
Let me tell you.
Especially at the markets in town and all these places. Sometimes even when the sanitation day exercise is over, we still have huge rubbish left uncollected.
Not this time around, you see, because we are aware of all this and we therefore plan adequately to take care of all these concerns. So what we have we are doing is that we ensure that no refuse stays overnight. As for the refuse, you know, apart from even the National Sanitation Day exercise, refuse is made on daily basis. And on daily basis, we have arrangement to collect them. So no refuse stays overnight.
Dr. Boateng, I can emphatically repeat this, that there are still refuse in town.
Well, but I can also assure that there are frantic efforts being made to evacuate all refuse in town.
Is it that your directive has not gone down well with those in charge of the collection?
We have the waste management department. But what I know is that there is arrangement in place to correct the refuse as they are made, you know, and on daily basis, at any given point in time, people are there collecting it. So you will not have a situation where a refuse will stay overnight or at most 2 days. It doesn't happen these days because of the arrangement that we have made.
I am saying that we still have refuse in town. And this is a situation whereby we are all fighting to do away with cholera, especially when the rainy season has begun.
And I'm saying that I'm not aware of any such refuse standing uncorrected in town. But as far as I'm concerned, arrangements have been made to correct the refuse as they are made.
With all these efforts that you have put in place to prevent a recurrence of cholera outbreak, how sure are you that it can really help matters?
Well, it is helping a lot. I'm so sure of that. What is happening, you know, the cholera that started last year is still not gone. It was never declared over. But it is not over because of the conditions that, you know, favored its spread last year. You know, we still have places like Odona still existing. We have a Ogbuchi there, and we have a lot of other slums. These areas are areas where they don't have toilet facilities. For as long as we have these conditions existing, we will still have the problem with that.
Are you confident that this time around we will not have any cholera outbreak because of some of these measures that you've put in place?
Yes, but see, I'm afraid you may not achieve a zero cholera-free city. I'm afraid of that.
Director of Public Health at the AMA, Dr. Simpson Boateng.